Blog Talk Radio.
Calling in along with his brother Eric, I hope, and they're at Ethan is down to Supernaft, and we're gonna see how he qualified. I kind of already know, but because I looked it up, but I'm not gonna spill the beans. We'll see what they got to say, and he's gonna run around in the pit, see if he can get people to talk to, and it's gonna be a great night, man. So hang out. They should be calling in any minute here, so we're just gonna get it rolling. It'll be a short night tonight, but we're just doing a live broadcast from Supernaft in Vegas. This is Harrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre.
organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
Heavy Metal.
What's up, y'all? This is Harrell We're hanging out on the Hump Day with Harrell Radio Show. And tonight we have a kind of a special night. It's Supernats down in Vegas, as probably everybody knows. And one of Hump Day with Harrell's good buddies, Ethan Nascimento, is calling in tonight. But tell us a little bit about his day. How you doing, Ethan?
My day pretty went good. My day went good.
Yeah, dude, you were fast today. Your day was fast today. I was watching you.
Yeah.
But why don't you tell us about your day, how it started out?
So, the first session, we went out for tire pressures about like 9, 10-ish. And then we went out and we rolled with the fast guys. So, when we went to the fast guys, they're faster than me, so I can't keep up with them. But then I started getting better and better and better and following their lines and getting better by that. So then my second practice, I did that my same way, and I did that again. And we got better and better. We went down to 15th. And when we got down to 15th, we were like, okay, we got to change. It's widening a little bit, so we're going to change our axles and widen up the front. So we did that, and we got up to 10th. And then when we got up to 10th, we were like, all right, we're gonna have a good place cart for qualifying. So then when we got up to qualifying, we were like, okay, we're going to do pretty good. And then when we get up to qualifying, our cart was good, but we got stuck behind traffic, so we couldn't go nowhere. And this kid tried to keep passing me, so we got stuck, and now we're in 19th.
Oh, man. What a drag. I hate when that happens. When you know you're faster and people just don't let you by, or, you know, they think you're racing, so they're trying to stay ahead, and it's like, you know, it's a bummer when that happens. I hate that.
Yep.
But that's okay. You're in the top 20, you know, and there, how many are going to race?
39 carts, and I have a top
39.
10 cart. So I have a top 10 cart, so I'll be there for the end.
Yep, heck yeah, you will. I love it.
And if you want to go look at my the track, go on my dad's, on my Facebook.
Okay.
And there's a 1 minute lap of me on the go-kart track.
Oh, nice, nice. So what's your Facebook? Tell us what your Facebook is.
Ethan space Nascimento, N-A-S-C-I-M-E-N-T-O.
All right, that's Ethan Nascimento. You want to go check out some videos, go and check them out, you know. Did you get the chance to watch any other racing today?
Yeah, I got to watch X30 Senior, X30 Junior, the Masters, all of them.
You're in the Mini Swift, right?
I'm in Micro.
Oh, Micro Swift, okay. So you can go on Race Hero, and you can check out the Micro Swift class. You can check out all the classes and see how they did today and everything. So it'd be cool.
It's on Scooza app.
Yeah, the Scooza app. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So tell us what you're expecting for tomorrow. Tomorrow's race day, huh? You get some heats tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm expecting to have a good mechanic so my car can be better and better so I can get in the top two. I can start racing the first place car. And when I do that, and if I get out front and trying to win, then we can have a first place cart for Saturday for two more heats.
Right, right, right. What so how about this? Is once you qualify, okay, today, you're in for the rest of the time?
Yeah.
You get to race all through the weekend?
Yeah, so I don't qualify another time.
If what now?
I started 19th, and we have 3 heats.
Gotcha. How many kids were all in your class to start?
39. For the mini slip, well, I'm in micro. There's only 39 in micro. For the mini slip, there's 4 classes, A, B, C, and D. And if you have to make the A main, and they'll split them up. So they'll do, like, the top 10 from the A group, the top 12 from the A group, the top 12 from the B group, the top 12 from the C group, and the top 12 from the D group. We'll all make the main.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
if you were in micro, X30 senior, X30 junior, then you gotta concentrate and you gotta get. You have to, like, if you're in 20th and you only have 3 heats, and you're thinking, I'm in 15th and I'm going for the last heat, I'm gonna try to get up there. So you have to get in the top 12 to make the A main.
Gotcha.
And
so
then,
man, you got some work. Go ahead.
And then in the rest of the kids that doesn't make it, they do another B group. So they take the top 24. So the 12 up to 24 from the A group, the top 12 to 24 from the B group, the top 12 to 24 from the C and the D, and they'll all race. So they all get a chance to race.
That's good. That's a good thing, right?
Yep.
So I'm looking here, Ethan, and it's not looking like you're too far off the pace, but it's just really tight racing, huh?
Yeah, when we start racing different, because you're racing, you're not focusing on time. You
right,
want to
right.
win. You don't want to get
no doubt.
Time. You want to win.
Right, exactly. But so that's what you're shooting for, right? A win. That's what we want you to do is win. That'd
yep.
be awesome. But all right, I think. Might have your brother on here. Let's see if we. Hump Day with Harrell.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Eric Nesmino. We got Big Brother on the line too. How you doing, brother?
Good. You?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just hanging out, talking to your brother about his day. He had a pretty decent day. It sounds like he was pretty fast.
Yeah, he. They had some problems during the first couple sessions of the day, but. They got him and my dad and Scotty got him up front, so they're working tirelessly at the track all day long, getting him up front. So it's looking good
right.
for tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. And I was talking to Ethan, and it's kind of like you guys. The way they do it is you just keep moving up. So you'll start tomorrow, and you got what 3 heats tomorrow?
Well, there's one practice session, then there's two heats, and then on Saturday there's a practice session, and then 1 heat. And then on Sunday, there's 1 practice session and then a main.
Okay. So tomorrow you get 2 chances, 2 heats to move up is what you got.
Yep.
Good. So tomorrow's all about playing it smart, right, Ethan?
Yep.
It's keeping your head down and keeping out of trouble and just trying to keep it on 2 wheels at least, right?
Yeah, my dad really wants me to get in the top 10, but... I think I got a top 10 car, so I'll be in the top 10 at least for times.
Nice. That's what I want to see.
Maybe in racing.
But the big thing at Scuba is at that track, there's some kids that can run 1 lap fast, but then they fall off a second. So as long as you can run quick times, you can run 1 quick time and then run some decent times after, because there's a 20-lap race. You got to be able to run consistent lap times. Some kids can only run 1 fast time, and then they suck in a race. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody can go to fast lap, right? Anybody
yep.
can do that. Yeah.
That's
about being consistent. consistent.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. I would go for my warm up lap, and I would be fast for the two laps, for the warm up lap and the second lap, and then I would be garbage for the rest.
Gotcha. Well, man, I hope you just put your head down and do what you do, man. I'd love to see you get a top 10. I'd love to see you win, bud. But if we can get a top 10, I'd be happy, huh?
Yeah.
We're going for the win. We go to win. We don't go to get top 10.
Right. That's what he was just saying. That's what Ethan was just telling me, the same thing. You guys are definitely brothers.
Yeah.
Cause that's exactly what he said. I love it. I love it. What time do you guys get out on the track tomorrow, Ethan? There, Ethan?
Yeah.
What time do you guys get out on the track tomorrow?
What time do we get out on the track tomorrow? 8:50.
Gotcha.
They're on the track at 8:50.
Yep. Right on. Well, man, I know you're busy, Ethan. I don't want to keep you all night. You guys still working, huh?
Well, we're watching the X30 Seniors.
Okay. Are they still racing, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha. How late do they race tonight?
They're done.
It was just qualifying for all classes tonight.
Right. So the seniors are still out there, or they're done now?
They're done.
They're done.
Right. And so tell me this: if out of all the seniors, still only 40 carts go out on the track, right, from here on out?
Yeah.
Well, they do heat races, and they have a heat race, and there's 24 carts. They take 12, and the other 12 go into LCQ, and they do that for four heats. And they take six from the LCQ.
So is that out of the 39 that are going to be there? They take six more, so that's actually 45 of them?
No, that's Ethan's class is only 39, but for the X30 senior, there's like 80.
Right.
And
but for Ethan's
junior
class, everybody makes it because there's only 39, and the max they can have on the track at one time is 44.
Okay, so is it like in the seniors, the last chance qualifier gets they'll have 39, then they'll have six more, right?
We'll have 39 on the track. And then they'll take six from the LCQ to the main event. And then the other 32 go home.
Man, that's got to be rough, huh?
But for Ethan's class, since there's only 39, everybody makes the race.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
You go all the juniors, okay.
There's 92 carts.
92 carts? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Holy cow. 44 of them only get the race on Sunday. Man, that's brutal. That is brutal. That really is.
For the best of the best.
For the what? I'm sorry?
This is one of the best of the best.
Right. From all over the world. I mean, we're talking all over the world, eh?
From Italy, there's a couple from Japan, China. It's everywhere.
Dang.
Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, there's going to be a lot of people on the street watching and stopping. But if I was Scusa, I would make the gate where they could see better. That's what I would do.
I heard that you can see pretty good, like you're walking around the outside of the gate.
Yeah,
Scooter did pretty well with that this year.
That's what I heard. That's what Rodney Rivera was telling me. He was saying that it's probably one of the best years that they've had for a spectator ways, you know?
Yeah, they did. They did pretty cool for them. It gave them a lot of options to miss the race and while they're walking
that's
on the strip.
That is awesome because that's what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
But cool, man. Let me play a quick song and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're just gonna play one quick song and man, we're hanging out with Ethan Nascimento and Eric. Eric's big brother. He used to be karting, you know, all the time, and now he's into cars and whatnot. Man, I don't know. We talked a little bit about last night, and you missed them karts, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. It's good fun, man. It's really good fun. But
mm-hmm.
All right, well, hang out a quick second. Thank you all for joining us tonight. It's just a special night of Super Nats down in Vegas. We've got the Nascimento brothers. We will be right back after one quick song, and we'll get right back at it. You're listening to Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up? Harrell here. We're hanging out tonight. We have a special show tonight for you guys. It's Supernats in Vegas, man, and there's just a ton of freaking people up there. There's like, I don't know how many cards. I think it's like 500 cards, 500 entries. And at the end, there's definitely not going to be 500 people racing in the main. So you got to work your way up or you just don't get to go. We've also got Eric Nascimento on the phone, and we've also got our producer that chimed in, Andy Fecko. How you doing, Andy?
Good, good, good. Busy work night tonight. I'm just kind of finishing up work, so I thought I'd call in, see what's happening.
Man, you are an animal. And then we've got Eric with us tonight. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, man, we are so good, dude. We are so good. So we were talking a little earlier about, you know, how what it's like. You know, little brother now is kind of down there and doing his thing, and you got to be here and go to school and stuff. And I know, you know, you said school's important, and that's awesome. But how is that? Like, in the back of your mind, are you like, man, that little bugger, I want to be there, you know? And it's like, I mean, how is that? Because he used to, you know, like, want to do what everything you're doing. Now he's doing what you want to do, and you're back home. Is that, like, is that a hard thing to swallow a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I've been at Supernats once when I was, I think, like, 9. Didn't make the main. There was, like, 90 carts. My first year of racing, and we decided to go to Supernats just to have fun and get the experience. And I think we were, like, 60th out of 90, and they only took, like, 44 or so. It's good he gets the experience at a low age so he can get adapted to the racing experience faster than I have. It sucks not being there helping him and being there for him because he's always there at my stuff, but I'm always, every time in class, I'm watching Race Monitor and Scooza app and seeing how he's doing and texting him and giving him tips on how to go faster.
Good, good, good. You guys work together a lot like that, huh, when you guys are racing?
Yeah, it's usually Scotty and my dad, they usually work on the cart. And it's usually me and him working on the track, making sure he's good, going over video. And we got a good little team working with PKS. Glad to be a part
good,
of that team.
Good. Right, right, right. Good, good, man. That stokes me out. It stokes me out just to see, you know, the family doing their thing. That's what I really like. I love that you help out little brother, you know what I mean? And a lot of big brothers would be like, you're on your own, dude, you know, especially when they start doing good, you know, and you're just all about it, and I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are you going to do more kart racing next year, or are you going to stick with cars? Or what? Actually, why don't you tell everybody what you're doing? You know, you told us before, but let's clue everybody in on what Big Brother's doing these days.
Well, they got out in Madera Speedway next to Fresno. They have a series. Kenny Shepherd, he owns the track. They've been doing it for 2 years. They got two classes. They got a 10- to 16-year-old group with a 350 horsepower because it's got a restrictor in it, and they do 8 races, and there's TV, it's on TV, on MAPTV, and they got another class that I raced, I think, 3 races in this year, and it's 560 horsepower, and it's from 16 and up, and that's also on televised. So I think this year out of 8 races, I raced 3 of the big boy class, 560 horsepower, and then 5 of the 300 horsepower races. So did pretty well. I think we got one win in the junior, a second in the junior, and then we went to the big boy class. I got one win and 2 DNFs due to wrecks. So it's a lot of good competition and good experience for my future.
Right. What is the future going to hold for you?
Well, next year we're going to rent out some cars for that track. We got 2 cars, so Jace Jones, he's racing Scooza this weekend. He's going to rent out one of them, and then a girl from Vermont is going to rent out a car. Hopefully that'll give us a little bit more of a pocketbook for my racing.
We're going to try
to go SRL racing
next year
and see what next year has in store for us.
All right, all right. You know, we just had Mr. Rivera call in. Let's get him jumping out here and see how their day went real quick.
Yep.
Yo, Rodney.
Rodney's
hey,
on.
What's up, man?
What's up, brother? How are you, man?
Good. I'm still in the pit. I'm probably one of the last guys still in the pit here, just working on the cart and stuff. I can't talk too long because my phone's almost dead. But yeah, man, what a day! What a crazy day, man. Just, I mean, I think we tore the cart apart 100 times, just changing everything, and we ended up P6 overall in qualifying, so not too bad. It puts us up front. We had a goal of top five, so. We're close, and we're close. We're really close. We're just going to do a few more things here with the cart and test tomorrow morning and see where that takes us. But, yeah, we're definitely in the hunt for a win.
Good, good, good for you, good for you. How's Jess doing, man? Is he hanging in there? Is his head's doing good, and he's doing all right?
Yeah, Jess is staying pretty positive. Kind of surprising with all the changes, because usually, you know, any driver panic starts to set in if you're not fast. We were kind of middle and outside of the top 10 in practice, and we knew we had something good, but we just weren't seeing it. But yeah, we made some changes, and man, we were rocking and rolling. So top six is pretty good. Sixth place, pretty good. A couple tenths off, but not too bad. And no, I think Jess is pretty positive, especially with we have a good race cart. We were kind of worried about qualifying, but now that that's all over and we're up front, now we can race. And I think we got a better race cart than the guys ahead of us.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Hey, Rod, Matt's right here.
Wish I was driving.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
What's up, man?
I wish I was there.
Oh, yeah, dude, you'd have a blast. I mean, there's a ton of kids here. Some of the kids that you race with in KPX. So, no, it's definitely something to set a goal for, Matthew, and run this race, because it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Nice. Nice, nice. That's a good goal, Matthew.
Definitely.
That's a great goal.
That's a good goal. We'll be there. We're going to get there.
Please don't pull me.
Well, Rodney, man, we don't want to keep you too long. I know you're busy. They had races all night long, huh, or until now. They just got over with?
Yeah, they just got over with, and then everybody's pretty much headed out to dinner and stuff like that, and I just stayed back because I had a lot to do here with the cart. So, and then we'll be back at it tomorrow afternoon, about 1:30. We'll be back at it, and we'll be racing tomorrow. The heat races start tomorrow, and it's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get good. I'm looking forward. I'm so glad the qualifying's done. It's just so nerve-wracking with the qualifying. Now we get to race. I have a good driver that knows how to race, knows what he's doing out there, and can make some good passes and stuff. So I think we'll be good. We've got a good strategy and stuff, so we'll be good.
Good, good, good. How many laps do they do over there? How many laps of the heat?
So you do 10-lap heat, and then you do 20-lap main. And keep in mind that the lap times are well over a minute long.
Right, right, right. I saw, I think there was 44 carts I counted with a 104.
Right, exactly. So,
right.
Yeah, that's, we ran a 104 flat. I think pole time was a 103.79. So we're really close. We're 2/10 off the fastest guy, and we're right there with a bunch of other guys. So, when
right,
you're talking
right.
a 10th, you know, when you're talking a 10th, it can be made up on track. You know, there's little things that you can do on track. But I think in the long run, we're good. I think in the long run, we're good, because when we looked at the practice sessions, after about 5 or 6 laps, you know, most guys are falling off, and we're actually running the fastest time after about lap 5 or 6. So
Oh wow.
That's one thing we were looking at is that we're pretty quick after about lap 5 or 6, and other guys start falling off. So we'll see what happens.
That's because all that training Jess has been doing.
Yeah, training. That's exactly what it is. So yeah, we're sitting good, and the games begin now. So chess game begins now, and we're good. Almost had a little bit of a scuffle today. Man, some of the Brazilians here are brutal. I mean, they're just ruthless, and they don't like to follow the rules. So I had to put a couple of them in check. No big deal.
No big deal. Putting the Brazilians in check. Oh, I love it.
Had to tune up a couple guys, but no, it's overall it's been great. It's been fun, and man, this class is super competitive. I mean, there's you know 10 Jess Petersons here that run in their country. So if you want to know how competitive, I mean, we're the top Americans in qualifying. So
right.
If that tells you how, you know, this is an international event. I mean, it's a worldwide event. So we are the top American in qualifying.
And where's the next American at?
I believe Chris Walton was seventh. Chris Walton was ninth, and Travis Irving, I think, was tenth.
Man, so it is brutal out there, huh? And we're talking, you know, those three guys are – but, you know, all three of those names that you said were Americans, they're all, like, they're all top-notch. They're all winners, champions.
Yeah, I mean, you got Derek Wang here. He's the SCUSA Pro Tour Masters champion. You've got Matt Johnson, who's making his Masters debut. He's a multi-time senior tag champion in pro kart. So, yeah, there's you know, the talent here is no joke in Masters. I mean, don't let the Masters kind of throw you off. These guys are fast. There's some really, really fast guys, and we're right there with them. And you know, we expect it to be. I mean, Jess is a world-class driver, and we expect it to be there. And that's where we're at. And now it's time to race.
Good, good, good. Well, we would love for you guys to call back again tomorrow night. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow. I know you
sounds
guys
good.
Are busy over there, and we sure appreciate you taking a little time out of your day and keeping us informed. And, man, good luck tomorrow. Congratulations on qualifying. I'm so stoked for you guys. Tell Jess that we're thinking of him, we're rooting for him, and just tell him, you know, don't do too many curls tonight.
Okay. Sounds good, guys.
All right, brother. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow for sure then.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Rodney. Thanks, man.
All
right, Rodney
bye.
Rivera, Nevada Kart Sport. He's got Jess Petersen out there. And they're kicking butt, man. They're kicking butt over there. You know, they get a sixth place. That's motoring, you know, in the Masters class. There's a lot of them. What did he say? 60 Masters?
Yeah, that's
what it says. That's I mean, we're talking 60 Masters from around the world. The fastest guys in karting are from around the world. And our boy Jess is, you know, top six. I'm pretty impressed. You know, and then Nascimento, he's pretty fresh. When did your brother start karting? He just recently, like a couple years?
2 years ago.
And he's already, you know, motoring around with those guys. That just blows my mind. I'm looking at 71 Masters. 71 Masters.
Wow.
Man, that is intense. I mean, and I'm not kidding. The first 45 are 104s. It's insane. I mean, 104.9 to... well, the first couple guys, the first three guys are 103.9, 7, 8, and 9. Yeah, I mean, Jess is right in there. He's almost in the 103s, man. I bet he was kicking himself. But what do you guys think? Are these seniors like just waiting for the day when they can go and race masters? Or they're like, oh man, I gotta go race masters, you know? What do you guys think?
I don't know what they are thinking. I've never raced seniors, so I don't know.
Right. Me neither. I raced some seniors, but not with them, but they're a lot faster than me, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's not bad being fat, dumb, and slow, is it? I mean, that's where we're at.
No. I mean, I can't help it, so I it's got to be. But seniors are running in the X30s. I don't know if they have different parts, you know, or what, but
no,
they're
everything's the same.
Everything's the same. Even the weight?
The weight might be a little bit more.
Right. Because they're down at 102.2 is the seniors. They're fast guys. And then, and they've only gotten the 102s. There's only the top 10. I mean, everyone jumps up to 103. So, I mean, there's a, man, that's just a, it's amazing. How exciting. You know, I don't get to see Rodney Rivera that excited. I mean, he always gets excited about karting and his team and stuff, but man, he's just on one over there. They're really doing a good job. I'm stoked. But, right on, Eric, man, I just want to wish you luck for, you know, your season too, dude. You're kicking butt out there, man. You got, how many horsepower you got under your car?
600.
600. How old are you?
16.
16 and 600 horsepower. What? What 16-year-old? I mean, most 16-year-olds don't even know what to do with 600 horsepower.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't know what to do with 80 horsepower, let alone 600. I mean, come on, you know? So, you're kicking butt. And we would love to hear from you too, dude. It's great having you on. I really dig it. You wanna do it again tomorrow?
Yep.
Right on. Well, man, we're gonna cut it short tonight. We just wanted to get a quick one in here. Tomorrow night we're gonna have Greg Bell on too, Leading Edge. He's gonna call in. He's got two poles and a third in three different classes. He's got Gary Carlson is got pole. And that's
him and Mustang tied.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they get Carlton the pole.
Wow, so they tied, huh?
Yeah, so whoever ran it first got it.
Gotcha. That's insane. And that's S1, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's got an S1, S2, and a KZ driver is what Leading Edge
mm-hmm.
has. So, man, that's I can't believe they tied. That's insane. That doesn't happen very often, huh?
No.
I mean, I wonder if it ever has happened. Who knows? That's crazy. That really is. But anyways, all right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Thank you to Eric Nazimeno, to Ethan Nazimeno, and Ronnie Rivera, and our producer, our very own producer, Andy Fecko. And we got a little glimpse of Matthew in there. Maybe we can get Matthew on a little more tomorrow night if he wants, if it's not too late for him, and we can talk to him a little bit more, you know, about what it's like to, you know, want to get here. You know, he really wants to get here, and I think next year he might even, you know, he's making that one of his goals. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's talk about, you know, goals and where you want to be in karting and what's for the future. What do you think? You like that, Andy?
I like that. We'll be in Seattle tomorrow night, and we'll definitely call in. It'll be good. We can get everybody down. We'll get some more folks in the grid tomorrow night, too. I think Jackson's going to be down there. I think some other folks are going to be down there. So we'll get everybody calling in tomorrow.
Cool. Sounds good to me, man. Yeah, just real quick, I'm looking right now. 100.134. That's Billy Musgrave and Gary Carlson. That is insane that they tied like that. That's awesome. But all right. So 8:00 tomorrow. We're gonna do it at the same time. 8:00. So tune in. Tell a friend. Tell everybody. We're gonna get a good update tomorrow too. We're gonna do it every night until the finals. So thanks for tuning in, and we're gonna catch you guys tomorrow night, man. Until then, Eric, you have a great, great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, brother. All right, brother. And thanks to all you listeners out there, man. I appreciate every one of you guys. You guys are awesome. I don't know what to say, but you guys are awesome. That's all I can say. So tune in tomorrow.
Make sure you guys
do it again.
Root for those NorCal boys on that Scooza app tomorrow.
Right. All right, there we go. You heard it from the man himself. Eric says, man, be rooting on our boys. So that's what we're going to do. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks.
Thanks.
Right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side, and now you gon' be with me for the last ride. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.